Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I don't mind. We do not mind to get some inputs from our listener. So feel free to leave some comments, questions, and any supportive messages to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And also our email, voalisteners@gmail.com.
Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland by Nanda and accompanied by keroncong musicians. The song composed by Kelly Puspito was once popularized by Sundari Sukojo. This song describes the beauty of Indonesia, which is famous around the world. The country with thousands of islands, with mountain views and beaches that are very beautiful and deserve to be a tourist destination for foreign tourists. Well, listener, here is Nanda with the keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, we are still in the month of Ramadan, and of course the people are waiting for the Idul Fitr. And in Indonesia, we have this culture of sharing pocket money for children, similarly like during Lunar New Year for our Chinese friends. But in here, listener, usually near the end of Ramadan, like 1 or 2 weeks before the end, apparently a lot of people will be, well, popping up around the corner, trying to sell you a lower, I'm not saying lower price. I mean, you can exchange money for a smaller piece of that. And people who want to exchange their money usually are recommended to go to the banks. And recently, the Bank Indonesia is having a new system. It's called a website called pintar.bi.co.id. In here, listener, the people who want to exchange their money for the new one for the Eid 2025 will be served online from the 3rd until 27th of March 2025. And in here, listener, the people are also invited to be understanding that all the money should be clean. All the money that they want to exchange should be clean from anything, even from stempler, something like that. And then the people should be coming in a location that is set during the one that is appears on their website. So from this website, listener, people can be booking the time for them to be exchanging their money. So usually people will just go to the banks, go to some spots provided by the Bank Indonesia. And of course, the line will be very long, and it will be very, very tiring for people who are also fasting. Imagine standing on the broad daylight waiting to change your money. But, well, you need more time, and especially you are not eating and you are not drinking thing. Well, of course, it will be quite difficult. But with this, listener, with this system, if people want to get a new change, a smaller change of money, they will need to use the system. And the system later, after they book a day, and they will be given the right date, and then they will be able to change the money at that date without needing for waiting in a long line, not knowing whether you will be getting it or not. But instead, you have booked the place, and it will give you better certainty to change your money. And of course, listener, after this one, I'm gonna pick you a very short song. It is by, apparently, I'm a little bit doubtful to pick one from my playlist, so I intentionally pick one by Raihan Nur entitled Ragu Doubtful. And after that, we'll bring you to a geopark in Indonesia and the northernmost part of Indonesia, which is Natuna. Stay tuned on Radio Voice of His Voice of Indonesia.
Percayaku telah layu, berat melepaskan ini.
Fewer prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Island Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubi, Senoa Island, Tama Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kakah. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwasan Satisdrake.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mandu, sudul chicken, pastel arts.
Kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
setahun sebelumnya 2017 itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale, but over time they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
saatnya tiba. Awan gelap akan berganti dengan seketika. Karena yang aku yakini, mentari akan datang hadir mengganti, bawa kado sebusuk pelangi. Warna-warna indah silih ganti, selalu menghadirkan pesona, membawa kabar menghibur hatiku. Terima kasih kepada Allah, irama lagunya yang menawan, membuat hati ini terhibur lembut dan senang ria.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang lain darimu hari ini, apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu,
listener, here's the news. Indonesia's Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries has teamed up with the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Indonesia, to strengthen the country's competitiveness in marine and fishery products, especially by increasing public awareness of sustainable fishery products. The Ministry's Director General of Strengthening and Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products, Budi Sulistio, said in a statement on Sunday, an agreement has been signed and is expected to have a significant impact on future business players, especially those on a micro and small scales. The two parties will collaborate to strengthen access and compliance with market standards for sustainable fishery products, followed by a campaign to raise awareness about the role of consumers in supporting sustainable fisheries. The Ministry of Industry considers the furniture industry as one of the labor-intensive downstream industries that is export-oriented. The Minister's Director of Small and Medium Industry for Food, Furniture and Building Materials, Bayu Fajanugroho, said here on Sunday that the furniture industry has a real positive impact on the non-oil and gas sector, which was recorded at 17.31%. And based on the Ministry's data, the furniture industry contributed 1.2% with its export value reaching $1.91 billion, or an increase of 3.2% from the previous year. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Feeling stupid and forbidden. In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.